Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins, you don't ever cook for anybody, do you?
Not often.
And Lindsay, you cook for your family, even though Riggins doesn't believe it. And he laughs every time we say something about you cooking.
I know. Why is that? Because I don't look like I would cook?
Yes. Well, you're too pretty to be a good cook, I think. I'm pretty sure is what I think.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Mm.
But I mean, it's kind of a compliment.
Lindsay, have you ever been insulted, you know, by, let's say you cooked something and your husband wouldn't eat it or he didn't like it? Do you get your feelings hurt about that?
Every night, almost, because he doesn't eat any kind of vegetable. Hardly ever. So, no, I'm just used to it now. But like, I'll make a healthy side and he won't eat it.
Okay. But have you ever cooked anything and then he just wouldn't eat any of it? It's like, I'm not hungry. I ate late or something like that after you'd worked hard on it.
Not typically, no.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Well, there is a way to handle that politely and get your point across that your feelings are hurt from it, but without turning it into a whole big, you know, rigmarole, as the kids say. And this is from a 43-year-old woman in Florida named Natavita August. She had cooked for her boyfriend, and he wouldn't eat it, and she stabbed him.
I would do the same.
Yeah. So she was arrested. And I don't know how they write the story and don't tell the people what she cooked.
Yeah, right.
And why he wouldn't eat it.
And was it a knife? Was it like a fork to the hand? You know, there could have been.
It was a knife. She was swinging it at him and he was trying to defend himself and she stabbed him in the arm as he was trying to get away from her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just the arm though?
Yeah. You know.
Oh, come on.
I bet he'll eat it next time.
You darn right. Are they young people?
No. Well, she's 43. Yeah. And her mugshot looks as if she's, she looks good for her age. If she were 90, she looks like it's been a hard 43.
I got you. I got you.
I mean, if you're the type of person that's going to stab, you know, somebody you love because they don't want to eat what you cooked.
Yeah.
That's
nuts.
And that was just damage she could do while he was trying to defend himself and get away.
Yeah.
Imagine if she were able to have, you know, completed what was on her mind.
Man,
she would have probably killed him. She's probably out to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was nasty, though. I mean, I might not blame him, depending on what it was.
Yeah.
Natavita.
But everybody has the freedom to say, I don't want to eat something.
Yeah.
Without being stabbed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's not worthy of a stabbing.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You gonna eat this?
Depends on how long she cooked it for. You know, I mean, what kind of timeline are we talking?
But you know what I really hate as a cook? I hate when I've been in there working hard on something and I'm finished with it. And I say, okay, it's ready. Y'all come on. And then nobody moves.
Yes.
And it's getting cold in there after I've been working on it. I'm like, hey, come on. Especially when I've done a big breakfast for everybody.
Sure.
You know, eggs get cold fast. I make a big tray of scrambled eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
Hello.
Do you let that attitude carry on throughout the whole breakfast?
No, not the whole breakfast, but I'll say, all right, come on. I said, come on. It's getting cold. What are y'all doing? You can talk while you're fixing your plate. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that my food that I fix is on their plate and it is just cold immediately.
You got to leave that whole bunch.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, we all have pretty common names. You know, there is like Riggins. Riggins' name is Brian. My name is Richie. That's, you don't see very many, you know, a whole lot of Richies. They're either Richard or it's Richie for short. Mine's just Richie. It's not. Yeah. It's not Richard.
I've never met another Richie.
No, I don't think I have. Richie Cunningham is the only Richie I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Lindsay is a is a pretty common, you know, name, mainly for African American girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And Robert.
Robert,
yeah. Tech D Robert. But they've put out this list from the early, the information they have that's the newest information in this Social Security Administration survey is from 2023. And it talks about the most common names for babies that year.
Okay.
But then it also puts the bottom name, like the most unique, they said, names from that year. For boys, Hollis was number one. Like there were fewest boys born. That was Hollis.
Hollis. I've heard of Hollis before.
That's cool.
It was from that clip of Paula Deen.
Yes. Yeah,
telling her her black friend Hollis to come up to the front of the crowd. You know. That's what it was.
I forgot about that. Hollis.
Hollis, get
come
up
on
here.
Up here. This is my friend Hollis.
Yeah. I like that name.
I think it's kind of cool.
Too. Yeah, Damari was another one that was uncommon. Cullen, Abner, that's an old sounding name. Abner.
Abner.
Yeah, Thatcher, Ulysses. Let's see, Wren was another one for boys, like DJ Wren or you know MC Wren. Wren from Straight Outta Compton.
Wren and Stimpy.
For girls. Ilani, Aya, Angelique, Shay, not Mariah, but Soraya was one of the most unique names of that year. Mm-hmm. Soraya. And Claire spelled C-L-A-R-E.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. It's kind of ugly. Sorry.
Well,
I like it.
I was never crazy about the word Claire.
But you don't like the name Claire?
Not really. I don't know why.
Really?
No, not really.
Huh. There's a girl from my hometown named Claire.
Oh, really?
I like Glee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's it to me, it's kind of a soap opera sounding name. Like, yeah, you would just picture, mm-hmm, someone glamorous. Sure. You know, Claire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She started, mm-hmm, that great jewelry shop in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Yeah, yeah. The boutique.
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think the name Hollis should make a comeback. I love that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hollis and Soraya.
Soraya, I'm not Soraya. Not wild about. We posted a video yesterday of us talking about Alexis's baby names,
mm-hmm,
and the suggestion of Terry Juan came up quite a bit. Yeah, she wants the middle Terry name Juan. And we threw out some suggestions. I think either of those are great too. Mm-hmm.
And then Terry. It could be called TJ.
It could call him TJ.
Mm-hmm. Love
so Hollis,
it.
Terry. We got to bring, yeah, these classic Hollis names Juan. Back. Hollis.
Abner Juan. Abner Juan. Abner Juan. We'll save all these for her.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All guests of the TJ and Reagan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Sconi's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
In ACE's memory, this month we are raising awareness for Sunny Strong, an organization committed to raising awareness and helping families devastated by DIPG, an aggressive and incurable childhood brain cancer. Go to tjriggins.com/strong to find out how you can support this amazing cause.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Guess who's back? Casey Anthony, America's most hated mom, back in the news. She is one of the top trending topics today. She posted for the first time in years on social media this 3-minute rant about her moving forward with this video series where she's going to be an advocate for people who are, how did she phrase it? She's going to be a criminal advocate, I think is the way she used it, a justice advocate, and also an advocate for women's rights and things like this. Oh. And I don't know what she thought was going to happen. Like, people are going to be like, oh, this is great.
They blasted her.
People are just ripping her to shreds.
Yeah, Casey
and TJ were just talking about her yesterday.
Oh, really? I know,
yeah, this is what's surprising. Nobody's talked about her in a while. Lindsay brought her up yesterday. But she was accused of killing her toddler, and then she was found not guilty on that. And, you know, a lot of people think that that was the wrong decision. That they still believe that she did, but she wasn't proven guilty. So now she's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
She's still cute though.
She's really cute. That's that's what makes her kind of interesting, is like, she's still pretty cute.
And that's another thing for women to hate about her too.
Maybe.
No, I'm kidding.
I do not like her. I always thought she was guilty from day. I mean, that's just my opinion.
But even if she wasn't guilty of the crime for which she was accused, she's still a jerk.
Right.
You know, she's not a likable person.
No.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure she was convicted of lying to the police about where her daughter was. Like, she caused problems in the investigation. Mm-hmm. And later on went on to, she said her dad was the one responsible. So I don't even think she talks to her parents at all. And but she's got a boyfriend and he's a personal trainer or something like that. She lives down in Florida, always out at the bars, and I believe.
Yeah.
So
that was the whole thing. She wanted to go on dates with these guys and the kid was in the way. I mean, she admitted half of that.
Yeah. So
I know all about it. I've watched like 80 documentaries.
So yeah, she thought she was going to be celebrated when she came back online. It was not the case. So Casey Anthony back in the news. Jimmy Johnson announced his retirement from the NFL, from being a sportscaster. Yeah. He's been working with Fox Sports for, I think they said 31 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but he's 81. It's like, don't you want to just go
Because he lives in South Florida. He lives on the water. He fishes nonstop. I mean, he lives the life of, you know, of a person who's living their dream.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know why he hasn't already done it, but it may have been looking at it like this. I already live everything I want to live, and then this just keeps me busy and keeps my mind active and all of that.
Yeah, and he might also just like really like it. Yeah, you know, he like enjoys getting out of the house to go do this important thing.
Right, and he's good at it. He's always been one of the best ever at what he does.
Yeah,
coaching and being an analyst.
Yeah, Hall of Fame coach and certainly a legendary broadcaster. So
he's from Arkansas.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson out after 31 years.
He and Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, played together in Arkansas for the University of Arkansas, the Razorbacks. They were teammates. Yeah.
Nice. And then Dolly Parton trending today because her husband is dead at the age of 82. His name was Carl Dean. You probably didn't see a lot of pictures of him. A few years ago, Dolly Parton gifted him a Playboy cover shoot that she did, and he's sitting on the couch, and all you see is the back of her head. So they clearly had a spicy side, I guess is what you could say. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he lived out on the farm and 82 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's hurting today.
Sure.
So love Dolly. What would you get a black belt in? We'll find out next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you go get the Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt or hoodie at tjriggins.com/deals. Benefiting Ace and TJ's charity, Peyton's Promise. It is a limited edition run, so get yours while you can. It will not be around forever, but a lot of people sharing the pictures on social media of them wearing it and, you know, taking a little piece of Ace with them throughout the day, which is nice.
Yeah,
it's real nice.
It's a nice way to remember.
Yeah,
how egotistical he was
at 100%.
No, I'm kidding. Just joshing you.
Big Ace name on it. No, it's great. So yeah, all benefiting Peyton's Promise. TJRiggins.com/deals. Pick yours up today. Yesterday on the TJ and Jody's House podcast, Jody pointed out that TJ's really good at getting knots out of jewelry.
Yeah, like necklaces.
Necklaces, like the, you know, that fine chain. He can get a small knot out of it. My grandfather was also really good. He was a jeweler for part of his life. Mm-hmm. He was really good at that as well. And that's one of those skills, like you're either good at, you can't learn that really. You're either good at it or you're not. You have nimble fingers. You would have the black belt in getting knots out of jewelry, so to speak.
Yes.
I need you all the time with me because I need knots out all the time.
Who would you bring? Would you bring that to your husband? Like, hey, can you help me with this?
He can't. He can't do it.
Can't do it. Exactly.
No. Mm-hmm. My dad was always good at it, so we had him. But now I have no one.
Oh,
I have no one. Yeah. Literally have no one.
And you should tell Kyle, you'll never be as good as my dad.
Yeah.
Husbands love that.
Yeah.
They do. You never took any karate classes or anything like that, did you?
No, not yet.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I've got a 12-year-old niece that's already gotten her like brown belt, which is right below the black belt. But I don't know. What does that mean? I mean, she's not going to chop anybody in half. I don't know how the karate system works.
You better watch out.
Maybe I do. Maybe I need to watch my mouth. But what would you get the black belt in? What unusual skill in your life would you say, like, oh, I've got the black belt in blank. TJ has the black belt in getting knots out of jewelry. What is yours? My I would have the black belt in getting dingleberries out of my dog's fur every day. It's become an art form. It's disgusting. And but I've gotten really good at it. It's not messy at all. And that's what I'm really good at.
I would have him, people thinking if they're behind us when I'm walking him, that he's a baboon. I would not deal with that. I wouldn't deal with that.
I've had that done a couple times and it's just so gross. I'd rather look at the dingleberries for 2 seconds. It's vile. What would you get the black belt in? Ashlyn's got a great one. Splinter removal. If you're good,
good at
getting a splinter out.
I can do that too.
That's a valuable asset to have, especially in a home with kids and you got woods and stuff like that. Getting splinters out. There's a lot of these. Amy said, I would have the black belt in overanalyzing every conversation I ever have and then laying in bed at night thinking that everybody hates me.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That is millennial coded, I think is what they say.
Very healthy.
Yeah.
Pamela, she said, I'd have the black belt in serving as the weather lady to all my friends and family. I am giving updates. If anybody has a question, they're coming to me. I'm always checking the radar. I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. She's better than the real weatherman.
It may be. Maybe.
My little friend Jenny has a weather app that she pays however much for. And if somebody says something, well, I saw this in it. What weather app are you using? A free one?
She checks them.
Yeah.
You got the broke man's weather app.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So Lynn has a big day today. Lindsay. Oh, Lindsay. She's going to help her friend that sends all the snacks that we get all the snacks from that Lindsay brings. She's got a snack friend.
What?
What does she do? She works for a food company, marketing something. Yeah, other.
She's a broker. So she places food in grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like get some to sell her product.
Yeah.
So as you know, if Lindsay likes something, she will work in exchange, like for whatever it is that you have as payment. So
right.
The woman pays Lindsay in snacks and food.
Yeah.
So it's a show of some sort you're helping her with.
Yeah. So it's at the convention center downtown Charlotte. So it's a huge food show. So brokers are there, but also the food companies, mm-hmm. and you can just walk down these aisles. It's in like three buildings. Picture the Christmas show, but with food.
Yeah.
And they just give you. I mean, I'm bringing all the food in tomorrow. You'll see.
Okay. So isn't today your day to go learn about the Jesus in your new Bible study group?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the other thing. So I help her every year with this show. So she asked me like a year ago to help her on this day. Well, I signed up for a Bible study that's every Tuesday, but it's only 8 weeks. So I really needed to go every single week. You know, I was on a wait list for like a year for this, you know. So I'm missing it today and I feel really bad, but I can't back out on my neighbor because she counts on me. So,
yeah. Well, do you need me to talk to your teacher? Because your teacher is a friend of mine. So do you need me to get you an excused absence?
I would love that because they do take attendance and they look for next season. If you want to get in, they make sure that you're there.
Next season. Yeah, she like might. It's a fashion show.
Yeah. It's every quarter, right? They do a new thing or is every, it every year?
Yeah. Yeah, every quarter.
Every quarter. So she could be getting kicked out if she misses too many days.
I know. And I already didn't do my homework last time, if you remember.
Oh, we remember.
And we had to go around the table and say if we did it, like as a joke. And I was like, and I was truthful about it. I was like, I did half. You know, I was out of town and a lot of people did that. So I didn't feel so bad. But now I'm just really in the doghouse. I'm like the worst student there.
But see, I used to work at one of the radio stations with her teacher in this Bible study about the Jesus.
Oh, really?
So,
small world.
I know. Yeah, so I don't know if I need to have a parent teacher conference in there or what.
Is she a taskmaster? I mean, is she going to drop the hammer on Lindsay?
She might if she needs to.
She might, yeah. She might kick me out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Let me ask you younger generation people a question here. Why is our popular culture, why our society today, why is it so obsessed with whether or not people pee in the shower?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like every week there's another survey they've done. Do you pee in the shower? Do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
What is wrong with all of these perverts that just want to know whether somebody's peeing in the shower or not?
Yeah, because who cares?
Yeah, and people actually participate in these surveys. It's like, get out of here. Somebody stops me or calls me like, hey, you'd like to participate in a survey? All right, what you got? We're doing a survey about how many people urinate in the shower. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
What about we'll give you a $5 Amazon gift card.
Okay.
But do you?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to know, don't you?
Yeah.
Just like this one says, in a new poll, 24% of people say they relieve themselves in the shower regularly, with 12% saying they do it a few times every week, and another 12% saying they do it daily.
Okay. It's a lot of people.
I want to know how many, if you're going to do this survey, find out something really interesting, like how many people do it in the shower when they're not taking a shower. Right. That's interesting.
Yes. The water's not even on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or exactly. In somebody else's shower. Can I use your restroom? Yeah. And then.
Yeah, exactly. Do you mind?
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a guy on one time that always peed in the sink or something? He's I'll pee in the sink.
What?
Yeah, I don't remember what the topic was.
How does he get up to the sink? I mean,
maybe he's tall.
Yeah, maybe he was tall. I don't remember. But yeah, people don't have any problem. Some people.
Well, Kyle's tall, but I don't think he could hit the sink. I mean, I'm trying to think.
You don't think. You act like you don't know. Y'all don't do those crazy things.
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's just, I don't.
It's gross.
It just goes back to there are certain things that you're just not supposed to ask people about.
Yeah.
What does it matter? Who cares? What kind of information are you getting from that that's going to help society?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's funding this? It's probably some shit. I don't know.
It was on Study Finds.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's like a legitimate. Site, yeah. Yeah, that's a legitimate research.
Why do we need to know that?
I don't know.
We don't.
I don't know. Mm.
Just ask my kids. Yeah, we pee in the shower. So that's all you need to know.
We meaning the whole family?
Just everybody, yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Happy Fat Tuesday. It's your very first Tuesday. It's Fat Tuesday. So Lent kicking off and... Ash Wednesday tomorrow, but today is the day you stock up, you stack up, you eat everything you want to eat. There's usually a bunch of pancake things like IHOP. Don't they normally do something on Fat Tuesday?
I don't know. I'm not Catholic, so I didn't follow all of those things growing up. I still don't. You know, every Tuesday is Fat Tuesday for me. It's Obese Tuesday, actually. Morbidly Obese Tuesday is what today is for me.
Now you're slimming down before our very eyes. You're not feeling so hot.
I think I'm starting to get some drainage going on. I feel like I might be getting the cold.
Oh dear.
That just means I need to eat and drink more today for Fat Tuesday.
Absolutely. It's the reason for the season. Mm-hmm. I think
it could be allergies too, time of year.
But, you know, my kids were raised Methodist because I was raised Southern Baptist. My wife was raised Methodist. So when we got married, we compromised and I became Methodist. I always loved that. So they grew up participating in the Lent, you know.
Oh, really? Methodists do?
Yeah. Lent? And Ash Wednesday. You know, that's really? Why a lot of times Methodists are called Catholic light. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Now I call them liberal heavy is what I call the Methodists.
Are you still a Methodist?
No.
Do you still identify as?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. No.
Wow. No. That's it. What a revelation. I didn't know that.
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm Buddhist now.
You're a Buddhist. No. I just got that vibe from you. Yeah. I'm like, TJ's a Buddhist.
I'm actually Jewish.
Something you definitely are is a grammar warrior. Today is also National Grammar Day. Mm-hmm. So something really up your alley.
I heard that.
And then Dolly Parton is the top trending topic today because her husband passed away. His name was Carl Dean. He was 82 years old and definitely stayed out of the Hollywood spotlight as her husband. And she talks about him pretty regularly in interviews. She said, oh, yeah, he's just up there at the farm and he likes his little quiet life. And
I always picture him, Riggins, as like you said the other day, you want to just start wearing overalls all the time, denim overalls. That's what I always picture Dolly's husband
in
overalls. Just every day he just puts another pair of overalls on.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I am going to make that move to just overalls. Not as a sign that I'm giving up or anything, but they look super comfortable.
And yeah.
Perfect for my size.
But that would be a sign you're giving up.
Sure. Whatever. Overalls.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, you can't laugh at this young woman. She's 28 years old. Her name is Shay McCracken.
Oh.
Really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She's on TikTok. She's got two basset hounds. One of them is 12 years old. It just passed away. Said it lived a great life with the family, but dog was getting tired and they made the call to put it down. Before they put it down, she said, I want to contact a pet psychic. She had never done that before. Okay. And she said, I want to find out before we put him down, his final thoughts. So she makes a bunch of phone calls. She talks to one pet psychic. She says they didn't really know the dog, weren't really given any information that would make me think that she really did have this ESP or whatever they call it. Until she got to the next woman who was a legitimate pet psychic. And she said, I know all about this dog. The letter B is coming to mind. She goes, oh my gosh, we have another dog named Bruin. That's probably what you're referring to. And she goes, and I'm seeing the number 17. And then she goes, well, I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. But here's where it gets sick. She's like loving it. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm hearing my dog's final thoughts. The pet psychic ends with, the dog believes that you like the other one better. And you paid more attention to the other dog. So now she's going, oh, well, that... Maybe there he only thinks that because I featured one of them more in my TikTok video, so I didn't give him as much attention.
Mm.
She's actually giving credence, you know, giving thought to this pet psychic that's left her with these kind of harsh words. That would crush me, even knowing that it's not real. I'd go,
even
what do you,
knowing
why would you
it's
say
not
that?
Real?
No, I don't think they're real.
No, that's I'm what saying, she said. Even if you know it's not real, it'd still hurt your feelings. Because I'd be like, get out of here.
Who? I've just paid you, and that's
why are you trying to make me feel this way?
Right. Yeah. I'm paying you to
It's worse that it isn't real, and she's doing that because she's just trying to make you feel guilty about something.
Yeah. It's like saying, oh, and your dog was also, you know, maybe a Nazi or something. It's like, why would you say that?
Your dog thinks that you are the worst human that it ever came in contact with.
Exactly. I'd probably sue
her. Now, off you go. But then again, do you look at it like it's she, you know, that's what she gets.
Maybe.
For participating in that idiocy to begin with.
Yeah. My dog's final thoughts. I want to hear his final thoughts.
If you seriously are looking up a pet psychic, stop and just reevaluate yourself. You know, wait a minute. What am I doing? I lost track of reality here. I was actually looking for a pet psychic and believing in them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do the pet psychic, but.
Oh.
Please. I don't think.
You don't think. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.